Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for isolated showers today. Otherwise, lots of sunshine. Daytime highs approaching 52. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Government agencies yesterday afternoon reported having issues with their internet, along with having other issues within their systems as well. As according to KSNT News, News Nation reported that facilities across the entire United States were being impacted by network outages, causing issues with DMVs, with car tags being issued, along with licenses in many states. Here in Kansas, the Unified Government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City released a statement yesterday afternoon saying, quote, please be advised that the state of Kansas has reported that their system for processing all motor vehicle transactions is currently down. This means that all transactions had been suspended in Wyandotte County. Other governmental agencies across Kansas that were reporting issues included Lyon and Clay counties, along with the Department of Revenue and the Motor Vehicle Registration Solution Software at the statewide level. The issues began yesterday afternoon around 3 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Baseball fans, support your hometown Shockers this spring. With new head coach Brian Green, the Shockers are playing an exciting brand of baseball, and new enhancements to the outfield experience on Coleman Hill at X Stadium have turned each game into a can't-miss event. Bring in a cooler filled with your own food and beverages out to Coleman Hill for a fun and cheap outing at the ballpark. Select alcoholic beverages are permitted. Restrictions apply, and fans must be 21 to drink. View upcoming games and grab your tickets today. Visit goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The Kansas Department of Commerce has announced that they are working with Kansas Works to hold two virtual hiring events later on this month across the state. KSNT News reports that according to the Kansas Department of Commerce, they will provide more information, including a list of the participating employers, along with job seeker training videos to help stand out for the application process. In a statement from the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, David Toland, he said, quote, our Kansas Commerce team is working nonstop to keep up with our economic growth and the new jobs being added throughout the state. We welcome even more committed Kansans who want to expand their skill sets and help ensure Kansas is the best place to live, work, and play. Other job training experts also give tips on what you can do during the application process to stand out, including how you speak.
Speak at the lowest register of your voice. I am from Los Angeles, the land of, like, the Valley Girl. And so I had to unlearn the way of talking and talking more high-pitched and all of that and bring my voice down.
Good America Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island City Council has recently approved the Grand Island Fire Department's pursuit of a federal grant that could give a significant upgrade to their exercise equipment. Tony Nissen, a fire captain, had this to say to KSNB Local 4.
Each station is different. We have a lot of the same type of equipment, but, you know, in particular here, our treadmill likes to stop in the middle of your run every once in a while, things like that. So, yeah, but everybody has some basic equipment, and... you know, a lot of it's outdated.
In our other news, after Senator Steve Halloran had some obscene things to say about other senators, here's what Senator Julie Slama had to say about the impending investigation.
Which I think is an effort to slow walk any action being taken until after the session. There's no investigation that needs to take place. Everything Senator Halloran said was in public on the mic for the entire state of Nebraska to hear.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Turnout was light statewide Tuesday for the presidential primary election, with some 7% of Kansas voters turning out. Marshall County reported 12.5%, Washington County 11% of registered voters for the Tuesday presidential primary. River Valley Extension District and Clay County Medical Center sponsoring an Alzheimer's education series in Clay Center. A first meeting is planned Monday, March 25th at 6 and will focus on the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. If you're caring for a loved one or would like more information on Alzheimer's or dementia, the program is free beginning at 6 p.m. A second program, Monday, April 8th, will focus on a caregiver's guide to finances and include the costs of caregiving, benefits of planning early, learning how to start conversations about finances, and more. Both programs free to attend. A meal will be provided. With registration beforehand, call the Clay Center office of River Valley Extension District, 785-632-5335. $250,000 bond set for Seneca man. John H. Holsing, age 55, was arrested March 18th by Seneca police on charges of aggravated sexual battery and rape. He remains in custody. Spring Nationals in Beatrice, which were postponed from last weekend, will be Friday at 5:30, Saturday at 4 this weekend. Additional information online at BeatriceSpeedway.com. Beatrice Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th at the Gage County Fairgrounds, open daily at 9 a.m. Blue Valley Technologies will host a free tech training Saturday at the Marysville Public Library, where anyone can ask questions one-on-one with any technology issues, from social media, taking, saving, or sending pictures on your phone, how to stream TV, or other related questions. If possible, please bring your device, if a phone, tablet, or a laptop. This come-and-go personalized assistance available Saturday, 10 until noon, at the Marysville Public Library. Annual Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt is Saturday, March 23rd at the Marysville City Park, beginning at 1 o'clock for kids through age 12, with free movies at 2 and 4 p.m. at the Astro 3 Theater showing Luca and Kung Fu Panda 4, compliments of Landall Company. Easter Egg Hunt's planned Saturday, March 30th in Axtell, Beatty, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Summerfield, and Waterville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative hosting many moccasins this Saturday afternoon at 3. On account of cooler temperatures forecast, the performance will be moved inside to the Blue Rapids Gymnasium just west of the elementary building. Doors open at 2:30. The dance troupe utilizes traditional Native American dance to entertain and educate, featuring both men's and women's traditional dances. Again, the performance of Many Moccasins this Saturday will be moved inside to the Blue Rapids Gymnasium just west of the elementary building. Doors open at 2:30, free performance at 3 p.m. Our public affairs program this weekend is Walking Kansas, an annual effort to get Kansans more active through a program coordinated through K-State Research and Extension. Learn more, tune in Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Jennifer G., age 77, of Home, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jennifer G. Verda F. Weir, age 93, of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Centralia Community Church East. Interment in Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8:30 until 7. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Popkiss Mortuary Chapel. Popkiss Mortuary and Seneca in charge of arrangements for Verda Weir. John F. Jeep Walter, age 78, of Washington passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, with a visitation Friday from 4 until 8. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jeep Walter. Jason Brenniger, age 49, of Marysville, passed away March 13th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 3 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m. The family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jason Brenniger. Stanley Mueller, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away March 19th. Funeral service Wednesday, March 27th, 10:30 at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Mueller. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fettuccine Alfredo, garlic bread, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. Monday's menu runs a casserole, muffin, three bean salad, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
House to Home Design and Decor will be in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, featuring home decor, accent furniture, faux florals, and seasonal items at the former L.C. Graces building in Frankfort. Dress up your home's decor with a stop. Open daily 10 to 5 through Saturday in Frankfort. House to Home Design and Decor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain showers early on today, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A chance for some rain and snow showers into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. South winds between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. Rain and snow showers are possible into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and mid-40s, and winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March 59, record high on this date 93. The average 34 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:27. Sunset this evening at 7:41. It's 47 degrees this hour. Cloudy, overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
This is Lloyd Garber at Garber's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Your March Madness bracket shattered. The first round of the NCAA tournament kicked off Thursday, and if your bracket isn't busted already, you should get a lottery ticket. The biggest upset coming out of the South region.
Reeves, three-point jumper, no good. Gokey down with the rebound. Maybe now they know where Oakland is. There are the history books. An 80-76 upset victory over Kentucky.
Westwood won with the final call. It was a night to remember for Oakland University senior guard Jack Golke, who put up 32 points on, count 'em, 10 threes to send the Wildcats packing. He says they're not thinking like underdogs.
You just got to, as a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys.
NC State would not be stopped in the paint, upsetting 6-seed Texas Tech 80-76. Head coach Kevin Keats on the Wolfpack pulling away in the second half.
In the first half, it was more of an offensive game, and we decided to sit down and defend and did some good things, and then we completely played the game through our post. We kind of went inside out, and I think it really worked out for us.
In another upset, 11-seed Oregon taking down 6-seed South Carolina 87-73. Ducks guard Jermaine Cousinard scored 40 against his former school. Washington State, a 7-seed, won their first NCAA tourney game in 16 years, downing 10-seed Drake 66-61. 4-seed Kansas blew a 22-point lead on 13th-seeded Samford, but held on for a 93-89 decision. 2-seeds Tennessee and Iowa State advance, and 5th-seeded Gonzaga cruised past McNeese State 86-65. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansas State women's basketball tip-off, the NCAA tournament, 3 o'clock pregame Friday on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hey, basketball fans, the first and second rounds of the 2024 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship is happening in Manhattan, Kansas at Bramlage Coliseum. Be here Friday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 24th by ordering your all-session tickets. Prices start at just $30 for bench seats and can be purchased by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com. We'll see you at Bramlage.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good Friday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Well, friends, when we look at what's happening on the discussion around the farm bill, let's go to the corn growers meeting just a few days ago, where they talked a lot about the farm program needing to be reworked to the extent that base acres should be updated. Well, they couldn't hardly agree to that at the meeting. The vote was 73-51 to keep pressing Congress for a mandatory update of base acres. They do have one thing in their favor. It does look like it'll save, according to a USDA man, $1.9 billion over 10 years. It does have some legitimate people looking at it, especially those people that want to whack the price out of that farm program. That's on the farmer's side, and they're not all convinced that this should be a good deal. Naturally, we got to talk about the other big issue, which is the same one that's been around for 100 years, the SNAP program. They are really fighting that one out again. I can remember the last farm bill. In fact, every farm bill that I can remember when they were talking about the SNAP program was the biggest problem. And it's 75% of the cost of the farm bill, so that's not a shock. I said 75% of the cost of the farm bill is the SNAP program. The boys on the Hill that tell us they think to keep that money in a farm bill discussion area will keep the farm's bill, the real farm bill, in front of the people that need it in front of. So we'll have to wait and see how all that turns out. But I still say, and I vote for, keeping the one we've got for another 2 or 3 years at least. Thanks for being with us.
Leuenberger and Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Leuenberger today at 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Proper semen tank care not only better preserves the straws inside, but reduces the risk of injury to producers. K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson discusses a study conducted by the American Breeders Service involving semen tank transportation. Johnson says the way most people haul their tanks present safety concerns.
Today's pickup trucks with their added cabs, it's very convenient to try and put that in the back seat. But what we need to recognize is that ventilation is continuing all the time. And what they did was wanted to see how quickly the oxygen level might change in the cab of a pickup. And so they took two freshly filled tanks. And of course, that's going to have somewhat of a bearing on how much vapor is being vented. But within just a few minutes, the oxygen level in that pickup cab was no longer safe, or it wouldn't support life. If we're transporting them, we really need to have them secured away from where the human compartment is. And if that just absolutely can't be the case, then you're rolling with the windows down and making sure there's plenty of ventilation.
She relays why semen tanks must be handled with caution.
You know, we see it as a metal tank. Well, it's aluminum, and so it functions on a good seal between an inner and outer tank. And so, you know, if it gets banged up so it has a dent, that dent could actually impact that vacuum seal between the inner and outer portion of that. And if there is some type of damage to the tank, generally we're going to begin to see frost around that area of damage. And at that point, if you start seeing frost, then you just have a few hours before you can need to get what you have in that tank and want to keep viable somewhere else.
Johnson explains why ranchers need to store their tanks off the ground.
We don't want to cause premature wear by, you know, dragging that tank across cement, or even, you know, you think about it, I'm just going to turn it a little bit. Somebody set it down a different way and I need to turn it to open it up or look at something else. So it just begins to wear on it, you know, and also, you know, manure is corrosive, so if it's sitting by the chute and it gets real dirty, I'm not sure how much it would take, but, you know, it is corrosive. You know, we want to keep it clean and free of anything that would damage the integrity of it.
That was K-State Beef Reproduction Specialist Sandy Johnson on proper semen tank care and handling. Learn more at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
March is Agriculture Appreciation Month, and Helena Agri Enterprises thanks the local ag industry for the products, services, and jobs they make available to the community. Buy local whenever possible to support your community and local ag businesses. From your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
Almanac readers are sharing all kinds of ideas for making household items do double duty. We share some today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 22nd, the 82nd day of the year. Actor William Shatner has a birthday, and America's first shopping mall opened on this day in 1954 in Southfield, Michigan. Do you use household tools for things other than their intended purpose? Here's a few double-duty ideas Almanac readers have shared with us. A vegetable peeler or cheese grater works well to slice hard butter. If you make noodles from scratch, cut the strips with a pizza cutter. Dryer sheets make great air fresheners for the car. Stuff a few in the glove box or door pockets. And we've heard lots of recommendations for old washer or dryer drums. Readers are using them for everything from compost bins to worm farms. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more ways to renew, reuse, and recycle at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 46 with a cloudy overcast. Chance of some showers into the weekend, or better chance Saturday overnight into Sunday. Look for highs around 50 today, tomorrow middle 50s on Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The first round of the NCAA basketball tournament is still ongoing as the number 4 Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the 13 Samford Bulldogs last night with a 93-89 victory.
Got it into Dickinson. That's not who they want right there. Or Dickinson got away with an elbow. Adams wide open to Adams for the flush.
There were multiple high scores throughout the game last night as K.J. Adams Jr. had 20 points on the board with 4 rebounds and 6 assists. Hunter Dickinson had 19 points with 20 rebounds. DeJon Harris had 13 points with 4 rebounds and 7 assists, while Nicholas Timberlake had 19 points and Johnny Furphy had 16 points along with 8 rebounds and 3 assists throughout the game. Kansas does now move on to round number 2 of the NCAA March Madness tournament as they take on number 5, the Gonzaga Bulldogs. That tip coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m. The rest of the round 1 NCAA basketball tournament games that go on throughout the day today. Mid-America Network Sports.
We'll be airing the Kansas State women's games in the NCAA tournament beginning this afternoon, 3 o'clock pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks at 2:15, tip off Saturday. We'll have it live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.